Vaccination is a crucial aspect of public health that helps protect individuals from infectious disease. However, there are some concerns among parents and caregivers of people on the autism spectrum about the safety of vaccines. In this podcast, we'll discuss the importance of vaccines for people with ASD and perhaps address some common concerns.
Approximately one in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Importance of vaccines. Vaccines are essentials or are essential for people on the autism spectrum. And just like any other population, autism spectrum disorder is not contraindication of vaccination. And there is no evidence that vaccines cause autism. In fact, vaccines can protect people on the autism spectrum from infectious disease that can be particularly harmful to their health. For instance, people on the autism spectrum may have a weaker immune system or difficulty in communicating symptoms of an illness. Vaccination can prevent illness and keep them safe. There have been few studies in the past that have suggested a link between vaccines and autism. One of the most well-known studies was published in 1998 by Dr. Andrew Wakefield in The Lancet, which claimed that MMR measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines cause autism. However, this study has since been thoroughly discredited, and The Lancet retracted the article in 2010 after it was found that the study was fraudulent and had serious methodological flaws. There have also been concerns raised about thimerosal, a mercury-containing preservative that was used in some vaccines. However, numerous studies have found no evidence that thimerosal causes autism or any other developmental disorders. In fact, thimerosal was removed from all childhood vaccines in the United States in 2001 as a precautionary measure, even though there was no evidence that it was harmful. This means there's no credible scientific evidence linking vaccines to autism or any other developmental disorders. Vaccines are safe and effective, and the benefits of vaccination far outweigh the risks. Safety of vaccines. Many studies have been conducted to assess the safety of vaccines. The overwhelming majority of these studies have found that vaccines are safe and do not cause autism. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, and the World Health Organization, WHO, have confirmed that there is no specific evidence linking to vaccines and autism. Furthermore, vaccines undergo rigorous testing and clinical trials before they are approved for use, ensuring their safety and effectiveness. With consistency, both found that there is no scientific evidence linking to vaccines and autism. So it's important to note that these organizations rely on scientific evidence and data to inform their recommendations and guidelines on vaccines. This evidence includes clinical trials, observational studies, and other types of research that have been conducted by independent scientists, researchers around the world. The consensus among experts in the field is that vaccines are safe and effective and that they do not cause autism or any other developmental disorders. Till next time.
Every tangata fight takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.